Om Shanti. 3rd March 2019, Sunday. The blessing from today's Avyakta Murli. May you be Master merciful and generously distribute the treasure of happiness as a great donor. May you be Master merciful and generously distribute the treasure of happiness as a great donor. People spend so much time and money on experiencing temporary happiness, but even then, they do not find real happiness. At such a time of need, you souls have to be great donors and generously give the donation of happiness. For this, let the virtue of mercy emerge. Your non-living images are granting visions, and so you too, in the living form, have to be merciful and continue to distribute, because those souls are under another influence. Never think that this one is never going to listen. You simply have to be merciful and continue to give. Your good wishes will definitely give them fruit. The basic thrust is for happiness. And every human being is searching happiness somewhere. And they spend their entire life in this quest for happiness. That's why Baba is saying, they spend so much money, so much time on experiencing happiness, and which is just a temporary happiness, and they never find that real happiness. And you children have got the treasures of happiness, and that's why you have to become the donor of happiness. And for this, you need the virtue of, which virtue? Mercy. Even your non-living images, they are merciful, so you are in the living form. Knowing well that these souls are under influence, and never think that they are never going to listen to you. No matter what they are doing, at present they are under influence. That is why continue to give your good wishes and keep on donating the donation of happiness. So, Baba is describing the condition of this world. And another sign, Baba is telling us of our duties. Duties of Brahmin souls. The stock of good wishes and donation of happiness. And for both of these things, be merciful towards the world. So this world and all the souls of the world, they are in constant stage of suffering, where there is not an iota of happiness anywhere. And they have no knowledge about what is real happiness because of the ignorance. And it is difficult to expect them to love God the way we love. It is very difficult to expect that they all will realize God the way we have realized Him. A disciple asks his master, why there is so much, why do worldly people don't love God? And he said, the master said, because they are so much drowned in the worldly happiness. And the disciple is still not satisfied, and he says, why they are drowned in unhappiness. And the master said, because of ignorance. But yet the disciple is not satisfied. And why there is so much ignorance? And ignorance is because of the illusion. Brahm. It's a trap, Brahmjal. And yet, and that is why everybody thinks that he is happy. Or whatever, wherever he is searching happiness, that is the right direction of happiness. In fact, happiness is not there where the person is searching. But still, the search is going on with the faith that one day he will get the happiness. It is less likely because the search is in the wrong direction. It's just like a man is traveling in a train and he's sitting on the upper berth. In the dead of the night, he wakes up and the train is going. And he asks the passenger who is sleeping on the berth below, where are you going? And the person says, I'm going to Chennai. The person sitting on the upper berth says, I'm really amazed at the wonder of the science because I'm going to Delhi. And the same train, the upper berth is going to Delhi and lower berth is going to Chennai. And he says this, and saying this, that this is a wonder of science, and he goes to sleep nicely. This is the state of human being, where he thinks that he is going in the right directions, where he thinks that other person is sleeping and he is awake. In fact, this person is sitting in the wrong train. But he thinks that train is going that direction and I am going, lower berth is going in that direction and upper berth, and this is wonder of science. And in fact, this is the wonder of human mind. That the mind thinks that happiness is in that direction while it's not there anywhere. So the disciple is still not satisfied. And he again asked the master, but why worldly people can't love God? And the master gives the last example. He says, for example, a mother is there and a child is there. The mother is calling the child and the child is not ready to listen. The mother is saying that, please come. It's enough. But the child says no. He doesn't. He turns a deaf ear. After some time, the child is bored with his toys. He is engaged in playing with the toys. He doesn't listen to his mother because he loves those toys so much. And a time comes after when he is bored with all the toys. That time he comes to the mother. In the similar manner, a worldly soul, a worldling, is lost in the world, playing with the different playthings of this world, playing with the different toys of this world, playing with all the material desires and conditional life, that he cannot listen the divine call. And he can listen to this divine call from above only when he loses interest in the playthings of this world. Until that time, the love for God can never arise. Unless and until one develops disinterest in this world, Vishaya Virag, and then the Ishwariya Anurag, and the love for God arises in the heart. So, This is the stage of the state of the worldly people. They want happiness, but they do not know where to seek. They are seeking happiness in persons, in people. They are seeking happiness in relationships. They are seeking happiness in cheap entertainments of this world. They are seeking happiness in all external comforts and conveniences, and they are seeking happiness in sense gratification, in sense pleasure. And these sense pleasure and this sense gratification has got no end. And that's why they remain distraught all the time. As if under duress, as if under some compulsion, as if some compulsive addictions of senses. So when such a thing is happening to this world, what is our role? What is our role? Is to become merciful. Rather than getting unhappy with them, rather than getting angered by their reluctance to listen to our knowledge, rather than thinking that why they don't listen to us, we are doing service so much, but still they are not interested at all. Why they will be interested in your knowledge when they have so many good things in the world to enjoy? Why you expect that they will come to your way of life when they have their own way of life and they have their own convictions, belief systems? So it will be a great hurt to their ego to accept a new philosophy. So don't expect that they will listen to you. Don't expect that they will come to you. Jesus says to his disciple, they have pelted stones upon me, they will pelt stone upon you. They have insulted me and they will insult you. They have criticized me and they will criticize you. They have opposed me and they will oppose you. They have cast aspersions on me and they will cast aspersions upon you. But remember that they have glorified me and they will glorify me one day. And so they will glorify you one day in spite of all the things that they will do unto you. Whatever they have done unto me, they will do unto you. So don't expect the world to love you. Don't expect the world to praise you. Don't expect the world to listen to your knowledge. Because they are under influence. Just as an alcoholic, he drinks and comes in front of your house and shouts at the top of his lungs. You don't get angry with him because you know that at present he is under the influence. Or a madman, he shouts. So you know that this person is under influence. In meditation hall one day, in the morning, Amrit Vela, when the yoga was going on, there was somebody who was making some weird voices from behind. And everybody was getting disturbed because of those voices. It was like crying or it was like child. Like somebody was there who was sitting and suddenly he was saying something. So everybody was, you know, having thoughts. Who is this who is sitting outside? Doesn't he have manners? Or people were thinking it's some child. So don't their parents, does not his parent know about this? That he should not be brought in the meditation hall for yoga and that too for Amrit Vela. So everybody was like, you know, something like that. So once the meditation was over and people started going back and they saw him and they were shocked. He was a young boy but mentally challenged. So that anger disappeared. The moment they saw him and they were about to say to that parent is something, but he was an old father sitting there. And that young boy, and he was doing some weird activities. But the moment they saw, all their anger ameliorated, all that angst-ridden mind they were carrying, what subsided. So when you know that the person who is in front of you is mentally challenged or physically crippled, or under influence or some addict, you become immediately merciful. In the similar manner, worldly people are spiritually crippled, spiritually paralyzed, and they suffer from gross spiritual poverty. They are spiritually challenged people. That is why Baba says, be merciful for such people. And don't expect that they will listen to you. It's not that once you told and they have not listened and we get angry and we decide we will never again tell them. There is a subtle anger for this also. Because they have hurt our ego. That's why we don't want to tell knowledge to them again. But be merciful. And when there is a mercy, heart should be filled with good wishes. And more often than not, we find that our hearts get exhausted of good wishes. The stock of good wishes for the worldly soul will need to increase. When this stock of good wishes increases, then only we can have we can give them donation of happiness. So Baba is giving example of temples. People go to the temples and they beg to those non-living images for visions. So even those statues are merciful. So you are living images. So show mercy for such souls. Never think that this one is never going to listen. You simply have to be merciful and continue to give. Your good wishes will definitely give them fruit. So, emerging the feeling of mercy for all the souls. And what one should do in order to become more merciful? You know, the entire Buddhism is based on this one word. And they have used the word Karuna. Karuna is something which is much more than mercy. Daya, that's a Hindi word in Sanskrit. And they have said that to have Daya is a great act of charity. And if you go towards Christianity, they talk about mercy and they talk about compassion and they talk about sympathy and they talk about empathy. So they use different words. Which is better? Mercy? Compassion? Sympathy? Empathy? Any other word? Any other than these four? Benevolence. Any other? Kindness. To show kindness to somebody. To show relent. So, mercy, compassion, sympathy, and empathy. Empathy, what is empathy? This is Sahanubhuti, sympathy. And what is empathy? That is Samanubhuti. So, mercy means, I feel mercy for the poor people in the world, but I am not going to do anything for them. I just feel mercy. Compassion is a step ahead. I feel the mercy and I have the desire to do something for them. There are people who are poor and I want to donate them. So, compassion is little higher. Sympathy is a very strong feeling of compassion for those few people and I sympathize with them. But here also I don't want to do much for them. Empathy is I feel as they feel and I want to share their sorrow. Their sorrow is my sorrow. Their suffering is my suffering. And I want to do something to alleviate their suffering. So that is empathy. So whether you, whatever, but they are used synonymously. Sympathy, mercy, or be kind to others, or be relentful to others, or show benevolence to others. So these are, whether you call it karuna or daya. All these feelings have come in all the major religions of the world. So what one should do in order to become more merciful? Help. Help them, okay? Help them. What else? Soul conscious vision. And what else? Good wishes. And what else? They all are as a part of this only, good wishes. What should we do that will show that we are more merciful? Listen to them. Tolerate them. Because they will oppress you. You know, all the saints around the world, somewhere or other, they were tortured. And the greatest torture is never the physical. It is the mental torture. So to tolerate everyone, that is an act of compassion. It's not the sign of weakness or that we are less powerful. It's actually the sign of being powerful. That if we want, we can also go for tit for tat philosophy. But then knowing that the other soul is under influence at present, we should not do that. So on the surface it looks as if we are not we are very weak or fearful, but it's not like that. So it's an act of mercy. There was a saint in 1857. There was a Sipahi mutiny, Sipahi Vidroho, or the first battle of independence in India. Sangram, Samar, whatever you call it. That's the first battle of independence, 1857, where that Rani Lakshmibai and Tata Tope and all those people and other people were there. During that period, there was one sadhu and who has observed or kept mon, silence, for last 15 years. And he was caught by Britishers, by people of East India, those soldiers of East India Company. And they suspected him to be a spy. Because already there was a revolt. Because many people have gone against British for the first time. And there was a wave of revolt which is going, started as a Sipahi mutiny. And which was going from one place to another. That Meerut and everything was getting involved gradually. So this sadhu was caught. And he was asked, "Who are you?" And he didn't say a single word. Because he was observing Mon. They said, "Tell, otherwise we'll kill you." But he didn't say anything. At the last, he was stabbed. He was killed. And at the time of death, he said, "Aham Brahmasmi or Tattvamasi." And he revealed that, "I have nothing to do with this all. I am a yogi. And I had decided that I will break my silence only when a time comes I start seeing the same spirit, whom I am a soul and the other person is also soul. Now at this time of my death, I see you also the same, Tattvamasi. You are also the same, thou art that. I am also the same, you are also the same." That's a Vedantic philosophy where they feel that all souls, all are souls and they all are equal to Brahman. So, that was an act of his compassion. And they all repented later on. Because he was not a spy. He was living a detached, a sannyasi life. But then he was killed. So, act of compassion, act of mercy, is also an act of tolerance. Without, somebody says that, "I am merciful but I cannot stand this person." then that is not mercy. I am merciful, but I don't like the way they behave. That is not merciful. I am having a very compassionate heart, but I don't stand their idiotic behavior. So that is not an act of mercy. Mercy means you rise above. You rise to a spiritual platform, you sit there, and you see the world everywhere down. The world is under influence. The world are under the influence of vices. What they will do? In one way they are innocent, because they are under the influence. They do not have that much power to come out of all those, that marsh of vices. They are drowned in that quagmire of vices. So, that's why Baba says in today's blessing, merciful, good wishes, compassionate, and give them donation of happiness, because they lack happiness. They do not know what real happiness is, and they are searching, groping in the dark, searching happiness at a place where it is not at all to be found. So, that is why, give them happiness. So this is today's blessing. And one very beautiful thing has come in today's Avyakt Murli. Baba said, yours is not good morning. Yours is God morning or godly morning. Why? Because God is with you. That is why yours is godly morning. Yours is not just good morning. So, ours is God morning, because that's why everything that happens to us is good. When we are in remembrance of God, everything that will happen to us will be good. So, it's a better word to use, godly morning. Which morning? Earthquake morning. Where? Here, Mount? Okay. So, whether there are earthquakes in the world, but it is still godly morning for all of us. Let there be earthquakes, let there be volcanoes, let there be tsunamis, but our mind, in the midst of all the tsunamis, is in the stage of quakelessness, akamp, where there is no earthquake. So godly morning to all of you. Om Shanti.